Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with you a couple of minutes?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. We have the ability to continue this survey in English or in Spanish. Do you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, the USA, the Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Well, I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, can you tell me in what year were you born?
Hong Kong.
No, in what year? I mean, the date, the year?
Why do you need the date and the year I was born? No.
Not the exact date, just the year.
Why do you need it? I mean, like, 86. You don't need the date.
No, we just need the year. We don't need the exact day or something like that. We just need the year.
Okay, 86.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, American, African, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial,
Asian,
okay, thank you so much. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you personally are not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote?
I just said I would vote. You just asked me the same question.
I will vote.
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I mean, somewhat. Somewhat in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feeling toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Marcelino Quiñones.
I'm not familiarized with the person.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is Katie Gallego.
Katie Gallego? Yeah, somewhat familiar.
Okay, and do you feel very favorable or somewhat favorable about her?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Carlos Galindo Elvira.
Nope, not familiar.
Okay, the next one is Ana Hernandez.
Nope.
No, okay. And the last one is Katie Hobbs.
Yes.
I would say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Hold on.
In all of this, in every sip of this.
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. Thank you so much. And overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Neither,
okay. And now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Emilio Avila, Ana Hernandez, Martin Bridgman, Michael Nalkowski, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
whoever's the Democratic Party. I don't know, honestly.
Okay. You don't know any of these names?
Nope.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. And can you please tell me which one of the issues I'm going to mention to you is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council? The choices are homelessness, public transportation, racial equity, jobs and economic development, housing cost, crime, street and road maintenance, water and
economy.
Economy, okay, thank you so much. And now let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez.
Hold on, you said you would take 2 minutes. It's been almost 6 minutes. How many more questions are you going to ask?
I really understand your complaints, but your opinion is really important. We are almost 70% complete.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a couple of... I'm sorry?
Can you go faster?
Okay. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each one, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first one says, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more policy accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Okay.
This is very, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing for you?
A little.
A little, okay. The next one is, Ana believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, got it. Then we have, Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay, got it. And the last one says, Ana Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Convincing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, got it. Now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quinones. And again, the same options, a very somewhat little or not all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quinones. The first one says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for the improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, got it. Then we have, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Okay, they're a little not very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Not very convincing.
Okay. And the last one says, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Not convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quinones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
Um,
Anna Hernandez, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions. This is for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I didn't catch the question. Sorry, I was distracted. What was it?
Yes. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you so much. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, got it. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal. And is that very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay, got it. Can you tell me now what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
MBA.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent, or are you living with friends or family?
I own it.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Karen.
Okay, got it. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Right.